Cei bună băiți amigi, doși mei, doveio meu, bisera cele che nu bisoi rosa co. Cei bună băiți amigi, doși mei, doveio meu,
okay, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. We try to bring you the nice mixture of everything but Chazanis and Chazanis. This evening, we'll be featuring something rather special, but before we get to that, I want to give you some information about a very unusual event that's going to be taking place next Sunday, March 11th, that's in the evening. It will be a cantorial schmooze. I'll be running this at the U Cafe. It's a kosher dairy restaurant on Lexington Avenue between East 93rd and East 94th Street in Manhattan. And what's the purpose of the schmooze? Well, you know, there's so many people who have opinions and want to get together and just talk. And I figure this would be a nice opportunity and a good place to do this. U Cafe, we did have some Kumsitz events at the cafe in the past. And Pini Ben-Ari, who owns the restaurant, Chazan, and a great fan of Chazanut. Here's the way it's going to work. The schmooze will begin at 9 o'clock. It'll run for a couple of hours. If you wish, bring one recording, one CD recording of your favorite, or we'll just we'll talk. My goal is to tape it, and then during the following week, I will put it on my website as an added plus. Now, if this works, this could be something that we do quite frequently. But I have no idea what the reception will be. We'll see. Now, I'll be there at 7:30 to have dinner. And those of you who may want to come for dinner and join me, that's up to you. There is no fee, obviously, for this event. It's just something that we want to do to help to foster Chazanut, Chazanis. For those of you who did not receive my email, you want to be on my email list so that I can send you notices like this in the future. So contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, and I'll put you on the list. By the way, if you want to make a reservation for dinner, the phone number there is 212-427-8223. 212-427-8223. Most of you are on my email cantorial calendar list, and you should have received this. Now, here's the problem. I mean, it may be a good problem. I have no idea. I have no idea how many people are going to show up, or what the situation will be. Whether it's going to be 2 or 3 or 30 or 40, or God forbid, 100, because the place only holds 45 or 50 people. So, this is just going to be something I cannot predict. I would say this, if you really want to come and participate, I suggest you come earlier. And if you come for dinner, fine. If you don't, well, dessert or tea or coffee, whatever. It's a work in progress. We'll see how successful it is. And if it does succeed, we'll do this as a monthly event. Okay, now to tonight's program. I decided that I would try something a little different. This will feature recordings of a concert that Benny Roganitsky and I helped put together in 2003. It was One Family, and it had Helfgott, Stern, Naftali Herstick, Benny Roganitsky, Monty Lazar with his wonderful choir, Danny Gildar on the piano. And I was the MC, the master of ceremonies. This was kind of the beginning of Cantor's world. Many of you know who are familiar with our history that Benny and I were involved with running concerts at the Jewish Center. I guess that was around 1998, 99, 2000, something like that. Maybe it was 1999, 2000. Well, anyway, we ran three very successful concerts there. And it was through that collaboration that we realized that we should form Cantor's World. And we had our good run of Cantor's World for a few years. Well, let's go back to that concert. And it's 2003, and starting with the great Moshe Stern. And I remember these were recorded live, and as I've mentioned in the past, there is a certain electricity that is generated between the audience and the performer. And I think that you'll find that there is a difference. There certainly is a difference between that and just recording in a studio. So again, we're going back to this concert that was one of our early endeavors between Benny Rogoziski and myself. We'll start with Moshe Stern with Ribono Shel Olam from Sfira.
Ribono Shel Olam,
Amen.
che d'uscio c'è il malo, beve tacere me e scaldeis, di che d'uscio c'è il malo, e gli dei serve, e io pus pace farà, e
those were wonderful days, weren't they? Yes, we got to get back to doing some more concerts, and we probably will someday. Don't ask me when and how or what, but we got to get back. Anyway, I did feature Moshe Stern last week in live concerts, and here we are again, different recordings, and nothing like it. Okay, as you know, those who have been following Cantor's World know that those are the early days when we, I don't want to say discovered Helfgott, but we certainly recognized and appreciated him, and that was 9 years ago. Wow. Let's hear Itchimir Helfgott, who was also, of course, on that concert lineup. And this is Va'al Yedei, Itchimir.
Oh.
Shamir Helfgott with V'al Yedei. Okay, continuing at this concert that took place about 9-10 years ago, this is Naftali Herstick with Uvnucho Yomar. Naftali Herstick.
Uvnucho Yomar. Yeah.
Naftali Herstik with Uvnocho Yomar. Well, at that concert, we introduced a young man, Avraham Weingarten from Lakewood, a voice teacher. Excellent. And he did a duet with Benny. Let's see. This is, I got to make sure that I get this correct. Yes, this is a Kalbach medley, and it features Benny Rogoznitsky, Chazan Rogoznitsky, who you know is at Park East today, and Avraham Weingarten. Again, this is a Kalbach medley.
Malkeinu eso yefiya, so yefiya. Vesimloi choleinu, vesimloi choleinu. Chazan, maybe you'll help me.
Koi
The great Danny Gildar is accompanying at that concert, as he accompanied almost every concert the Cantor's World ran, and every concert that I've been involved with going back into the early 1990s. I ran the four concerts in New Brunswick, New Jersey, well, my Highland Park days. Okay, the next selection is Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky with Achenu, but before I play it, I just want to make a comment. Benny and I are constantly getting questioned about why can't we ever come back, and that there is a need. Well, there is, I don't know a need, but there's a desire for sure. And those of you who know me and have heard me talk about this know that all the concerts that we ran, I think one may have been break even or a modest profit, but every other one lost money. You also know that Benny and I never received a penny for our efforts. We received a lot of gratification and satisfaction. You can't measure that in dollars and cents, and really that's one of the reasons that we did this, was to our dedication to helping to revive interest in traditional chazanis. That was our goal, and that still is our goal. We never were funded. Yes, there were a handful of people who stepped up to the plate, but it was rare. And everybody thought that we made a lot of money on the concerts and that Benny and I received salaries and all that. That was certainly, I wish that was the case perhaps, but it's not the case. In any event, will Cantor's World come back? I don't know. Something should come back. There certainly is a we know there's a need, if you will. There is a desire, and time will tell. But it really is going to take people stepping up to the plate, if you will, and not just talk, but as they say, walk the walk and skip the talk. I don't, again, know in what form it will take and what my involvement will be and Benny's. But certainly somewhere in the future, I know that each of us will want to participate in this goal. Okay, enough of my commentary. Let's hear Ben. By the way, those of you who visited or attended most of our concerts know that this was really the last concert that that Benny actually sang in. He, you know, anybody else who was so involved with running the concerts would have wanted to make sure that he was singing and participating in the concerts, but this wasn't Benny's style. Benny really wanted to be the playmaker, if you will, and it was never about his name and about his glory, if you will. So this is really one of the few times where Benny did sing in one of the concerts that in which we were involved. So let's hear Benny again in a rare performance at one of the concerts that we in which we were involved with Achenu. Oh, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky with Achenu. It's interesting, while I was listening to this, I was thinking about the great difference where you have the orchestra in the background, well, not in the background, in the foreground in so many instances today. I was thinking about the concert I went to in Tel Aviv last summer, where I think it was Adler, Helfgott, and Mautzen. I couldn't hear them sing. They were completely dominated by the orchestra. Now maybe I had a poor seat. Yeah, I was in the front row with my friend Mutti Friedman. But I was just appreciating here. Okay, you have this wonderful choir led by Maestro Matthew Lazar, and you have Danny Gildor on the piano, and you really can hear the voice. Anyway, look, everyone has, each has his own preference. I guess you can like both. But it was just striking to me how much I'm enjoying listening to these voices and not have them dominated or drowned out by the orchestra. Look, in some instances, it works. Let's hear Moshe Stern with Tiher Rabbi Yishmuel. Again, this is from a concert in 2003 that Benny and I, in which we were involved, and it had Helfgott, Stern, Naftali Herstick, Benny Rogoznitsky, and Avram Weingarten. Moshe Stern next with Tiher.
We be Tiher Rabbi Shemuel Atzmoy Ve'izikir es Hashem B'siel Ediyim Oy ve'yoel olamor Oy ve'yoel olamor Oy ve'shual 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 me'isu ish levushu Benom loy kablu kablu alit mitzadikim v'yidiyim ki shomati b'achoy rea parigom Mati mi achoyre ya parigoy, ki vezois, ki vezois atem nilkodiyem. Moi yorad b'yigid lachav, Yurad v'yigid l'chavirov, My way, shame gidoyle isro. Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon, the Kohen Gadol,
Oh, we have time for one more of the great Moshe Stern, and this is Lo Teda. We shall know war no more. Certainly a dream, a goal.
Avotai, Eretz Shehi, Shemesh V'yam, Eretz Sheli Ad Matai, Haos Dotaich Tzav Vadam. רק יכולנו בשקט לחיות ארץ חלב ודבש. לא רק יכולנו אותך לעבוד, לא רק יבוא יום חדש. אלפי תותחים לך לא יוכלו, לך לא יוכלו. לא רק יכולנו בשקט לחיות ארץ חלב ודבש, רק יכולנו אותך לעבוד, לו רק יבוא יום חדש. לא תדע, לא תדע, מלחמה שמרצי לא תדע.
Well, this is a rarity where I'm going to be playing the final gathering, you know, at the concerts, they usually it's usually Shei Bona Beis Hamikdash or whatever. This is Shir HaMalos, all the performers, which include Naftali Herstick, Moshe Stern, Ichimira Helfgott, Benny Rogoznitsky, and Matthew Lazar, together with his wonderful choir, with Shir HaMalos. Did you notice how nice and calm that was, the closing piece? Usually Shir HaMalos is really just done with such loud voices that it just overpowers. Anyway, enough of my ruminating, and let me just make a comment to you about next Sunday. Look, I sent out emails. I've announced it on the radio, I mean on the internet here. I have no clue as to how many people are coming. But I do have a fear. I have a fear that perhaps there may be too many. So I can't guarantee that you're going to have a place. It holds 40, 50 people. And this is not a kumzitz. It's not people coming to sing. It's people to come and schmooze and talk about Chazanus and argue a little, perhaps, and bring your favorite single CD recording, which we'll try to play. And as I mentioned, my hope is to record this and a few days after the middle of the week, I'll put this on my website as a cantorial schmooze. And if it works out, it could be something that we do monthly. So I encourage you to come, but I make no guarantees that there's going to be a place for you. Again, I'll be there around 7:30 for dinner, and if you wish to join, that's really up to you. Okay, shalom, everyone, and thanks for joining with me.